expensive movie.
Usually
it's Billion Dave.
Usually it's Pickering.
Yeah.
I think it was Pickering was, I, it was like Pickering's idea that it was like Billy's Talent or something.
Stratford does not have any kind of operations on the planet. Or okay. Intelligence does it.
Okay.
For the most part, the natives are very... They haven't been able to train any, you know, native people.
Okay.
Yeah. How high does Starfleet intelligence rate, you know, trying to hold on to this planet kind of thing? Is there any great loss here? If they're not putting that much into keeping that kind of thing?
Other than the fact that, you know, if they want to run into it, typically in Federation settings. Mm-hmm. No, not really. They don't really have anything, any real great economic thing for Federation.
Okay, just be one of those test feelings.
Yeah. Yeah, all that's probably the most the right stuff.
Okay.
So, these guys fight with darn anything. They would have been great warriors, structures.
Part of
the main government seems real eager to please. So.
Yeah, they're.
We've met governments like this before.
Yeah.
So. Because they're weak.
Well, because their economy is poor, they're desperate to try to join the Federation, both to help the economy and to. Especially the landowners.
And we just won't let them join because they can't put down the rebel scum.
What's the reason why?
And we just won't let them join because they can't put down the rebel scum.
Yeah, they're supposed to peacefully, you know, integrate.
So if they were able to defeat the rebels, you let them come in.
Well, yes.
Okay.
The rebels are the ones who offered the armistice?
Yes.
Okay, the government hasn't...
Well, the government has always been trying to get the rebels to...
Okay, so the government...
To see the light and, you know, right. Come join us with open arms. Need to find into a new age of prosperity.
So the armistice, is this just basically a ceasefire, or is this some sort of power-sharing agreement?
It's a ceasefire, and then they will be able to appoint a representative to a regular government to work on the agreements and stuff.
Okay. So it's a ceasefire with agreements for working on.
So if you don't know they're signing the armistice, who have you been negotiating to come to?
I
think the rebel just proposed it. And
yeah.
Said, okay.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, the rebel official channel, whatever official channel they're on. Even though we don't know who the rebel leader is.
They said, we've drafted this agreement, look at it.
We want
technically there's a chance that this is just like some rogue guy who sent a message and...
got a hold of, you know, their official channel.
Is
there a ceasefire right now?
No.
That's all
there will, yeah. Well, the,
usually they don't.
There is on the day of the armistice.
But there'll be a grand finale the day before.
Yeah. That'd be tomorrow.
There is the only other factor is there is a small faction of yet another faction, but they're not violent, so they don't count in.
Okay.
They call themselves the island movement.
They're the separatists.
Yeah, they're separatists. They don't want Federation or Ron Fuzon.
They're always those guys.
Always that.
Crush him easily.
Sell his only.
Bad Chris.
Okay. Should we get a chance to look around the city or anything before the big thing tonight?
Yeah. You can look around the city.
All right. I can mingle with
the local. Yeah. You don't have enough time to actually go down to the valley, but you can look around the city.
Oh, good, because Chris will die.
Possibly. I mean, it's not like everything he has it out there.
Yeah, still. It's kind of one of those risks you want to take if you don't need to. I might die down here. Let's go.
Right.
Seems like we're a filter mask or something and not done.
You have 20 years, right, Chris?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That is apparently among half breeds, it's the feature that sticks longest.
Still like
half yeah. breeds.
Do people throw rotten tomatoes at him?
Don't you have 20 years too?
The cat.
Mm-hmm. You have 4 years. So that's almost half this planet, I think.
I thought you were a half breed.
What? No, I'm a full breed. I don't believe in intermingling the species like some people.
The other half is cat too.
Yeah, that's just wrong.
It's all your communication.
Freaking shock, please.
Just a lower pig.
Communication from the ship. Their sensors detected a signal coming from the planet.
Okay.
It was brief. It came from one of the values. So I have to show that to the valley.
Okay. What was the signal?
Just some kind of burst transmission.
Okay.
Yeah. They think, Roslyn encryption.
Figure out where it was headed and try to decode it.
Okay,
send us a copy. So Will can decode it.
Idiot, that's it. Will be.
You, okay.
I'm going fast enough.
Good point.
We're all down here. You know, the ship's going to crash now. Don't go out.
There's some guy going.
There's another ship.
Cannot maintain stable.
No.
It just means
everyone there has 2 days.
It just means the adventure is not going to be resolved by any action the ship takes.
Even if we ask them to fire lasers at the city.
Well, then they'll do that. Sure.
Oh, okay.
But
I'll say no, you.
So if we told them to
leave them to where the
area
that
the
bird can't
come from, exactly. Just fire one more torpedo into that general area.
We'll be fine.
Try to figure out where it came from, where it was going, and send us a copy. So
and then try to decode it.
They should try to decode it and send us a copy so we can look at it.
Okay. So send you a copy. You gonna work on it now? You gonna come with a?
I wanna do two things.
We might wanna share it with the ambassador. He might know the local codes or whatever. Well, I mean, they might have been spying on rebel codes for a long time and have some idea.
No,
I don't think that's
it. Okay. One guy doesn't do anything like that. I want to study the scene where the layout of where they plan to do everything, you know.
Okay.
And study the area, you know, where people might, you know, be snipers from, et cetera, as well as doing all the trap analysis. Whenever these guys walk, I want to scout out the area and do some surveillance.
Alright, so we'll do going outside first and then I'll do our stuff. So you outside, wandering around. You go anywhere in particular, like, you know, just stick to the good parts of town or, you know, the wall, the big streets? Got the small streets split up all four different directions.
Go to the local massage parlor. I hear those laying witches are good at massage.
I hear they lick you. All over.
Wow. Except the problem is their tongue is all raspy. Like sandpaper. My skin!
Personally, I just want to stick to the master part of town. Maybe look at the market. Place. See what's going on.
Okay.
Nice part.
We're not here to actually negotiate their entering the Federation.
Right? You're one of those people, huh? Nice part. I'll go to the seedy part.
See, you're a real, real person. Not only effeminate.
Well, she's a girl.
Yeah, okay, so.
And she's a girl, too.
Are you? Only the effeminate officer heads all over the place. Makes my skin crawl.
So you're going, sticking to the good parts. You guys splitting up from that?
Do you want us to follow you, or what?
I don't care for you. It's good to see you walk away.
I suggest not letting the Romulan look like wander by themselves.
Why don't you two go together? What's going on with you, Ryan?
Maybe you should stay inside.
Okay. Oh, that's a
problem. I have to be.
That way, how am
much initiative did you want, Chris?
No, this is an example of discipline initiative.
This would be an example of discipline, positive discipline, negative initiative.
Yeah.
So where are you going?
Yeah. So he's probably going to like the main market.
Yeah.
A year.
So you know the room, apparently. Shut the fuck back.
I'll go to the more common areas.
Maybe if Chris is one
common area.
I see
yeah, where the common people go.
Okay.
The common pig people? You know, if I was a pig, I really wouldn't walk around Lion Town by myself. Just a little hint, pork on the hook.
What?
You're a braver man than me, let's just put it that way. You wouldn't last 5 minutes on the street in Kitar.
Yeah.
Maybe dinner.
Nah. I'm more like a boar.
Yeah, okay, they're really young. More meat, less fat.
Yeah, like a boar.
Eric, you go. Yeah, is anybody in particular?
No, boar. Boar. Have you heard his story?
No. I generally leave. When someone starts to tell a story.
Demolition. That's the skill I need. Demolition.
Okay, so you're going to the market, you're going to, like, more common areas.
The other market.
The other market.
The flea market.
Right. John is going with either of these two people, or are you going to walk by yourself?
I assume that, like, the armistice is going to be signed, like, in some big town center or at the government building or something like that.
It's actually, like, a sacred grove.
Okay, that's where I'm going.
Okay. Cool. Look at that. All right.
And I might stay out of trouble.
Yeah, and you shut in the fast speed into the room.
How much is this?
So, Donald, you go to the market. Basically, it's, you know, like a farmer's market in, you know, any world, except there's not that many people. You know, a fair number of stalls, not that many people.
It's all meat.
You know, you look at the prices. Everything's a little bit, you know, seems to be kind of high price.
Snobbish.
Well, the merchants don't seem to be all that happy either. Probably some less customers or something.
How they react to the stuff they eat from?
You know, they cheer up a little. You know, they ask you more about something. Mm-hmm. You know, Rich started up, sir. What's why? The free trinket for your boyfriend?
It's all free anyway. Yeah, sure. one of each, please.
No, we're not allowed to trade.
We're not trading.
Not trading.
Giving people money for goods and services and not trading.
That.
Not the way they need it.
Perhaps, you know, a bottle of nice stellium ale. Let's keep it warm at night.
Trading is for something you're not going to correctly use.
Good party.
What the?
Is that on a stick?
Ew.
I'll avoid the round.
Roasted? Barbecue sauce?
Barbecue.
Oh man, I'm in the wrong part of town.
We can't play with it first.
Juggle!
Maybe I can find a teddy bear for what's her
name. Oh, how mean.
No.
Teddy pig for the captain?
Hmm.
He already has one.
Oh.
Oh.
Low.
Low, low.
It is.
Did you see anything? No, not really. Just kind of wandering around. Not really buying anything.
No, just sort of window shopping, trying to get a feel for how things are on the planet.
Still would be four.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to listen to whatever mass media there is.
Oh, something will happen to you, Chris.
Do you have radio? Do you have radio?
Yeah.
Okay. Probably radio. You might have
Huge
big tube, Lone Ranger.
Do people generally seem upbeat about the armistice thing?
Yeah, Well, you talk to the merchants?
Yeah.
Stuff? Make a... what?
That's a skill I need.
Presence. If you don't have it.
Skills.
Okay. In general, you know, the merchants are all are looking forward to joining the Federation. It'll open up the trade thing.
And trade, suddenly they'll it. Have, you know, things that can create whatever they want.
Well, they don't know about that.
Okay.
And
they don't realize we will destroy their entire economy.
You know, it'll help prosperity.
Your
you know,
okay.
to the people and certainly customers and stuff. So they're all, you know, they're pretty much for it.
Okay.
I'll find out how the common people really feel.
Yeah.
They hate it.
Oh, you walk?
And you're walking around the Federation.
That's right.
You know, I'm checking them in.
Yeah, I get it.
It's the Federation.
You hate them.
Especially the pigs.
Because I got pigs doing. Pigs should be
So you're walking towards, you know, through the more common parts of the neighborhood.
Yeah.
There's actually a lot of empty parts in the city.
Yeah.
Relatively.
Empty buildings?
Yeah.
And no one on the street?
Yeah, some people, but not that many.
Spooky.
It's a little spooky. Eventually you reach the local market.
All right.
Where there are actually lots of people.
All right.
They're selling and you know, people selling things. You know, as you pass by, you know, people trying to sell you lots of various food, of course.
Yeah, I'll buy some.
Make a...
and a souvenir.
Wait. See, you know what you need?
Who?
Marketplace haggling. I'm the one with marketplace haggling. I don't go to the market.
Shoot, God.
That's the first step in effective use of the skill. Not even
back to the market.
Otherwise, you can lose.
Exactly.
They have various consumer electronics.
Oh wow, Game
Boys. Couple, you know, something like that. You know, just little lights and
like a Radio Shack,
portable heaters and stuff. You know, various vendors are selling, and they're selling, you know, various foods. Gosh,
I'll buy food. Souvenir.
Yeah.
I'll buy some.
You actually eat.
I'll buy some.
So you buy some food and eat it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You
know,
it's okay.
A long time
since
I have
seen
before.
What the heck is that?
It's worth trying.
You're a pig.
We'll
eat anything.
Because you're eating a fair amount of food, you notice that the two distinct types of food.
Uh-huh.
There's a sort of, well, one of the foods seems to be, you know, a little spicy overall with the other one. But, you know,
bland and spicy.
Yeah. More or less.
I don't
know. There seems to be the two major types of foods. Nothing happens yet. Let's go to Eric first.
Okay.
So
I'm gonna check the transmissions and wander over to wherever it's gonna be.
Okay. So make a encryption.
Espionage.
Yeah, espionage encryption. Or perception.
Logic? Perception?
Logic.
Is that an extra die or an extra?
Extra die.
Thirteen.
Okay. So you crack it. Not that hard, apparently. And it's basically a report. It's saying that, you know, your ship arrived, sent some people down to the planet.
And sent some people down to the planet?
Yeah. So okay. Basically they're reporting your ship arrived and sent some people down to the planet.
Oh, okay. You're not saying send some Romulans down to the planet to counter this?
No.
Okay. It was just a specific report on what exactly we did.
Yeah.
Okay. And how soon after we teleported down did they get this information? Like, where are the spies and who's reporting it? And stuff like that? How quickly could the message get down to the valley? Kind of.
It was only like an hour.
Okay.
They don't have.
Phones, so someone would have. Oh, they don't have phones?
Not really.
Okay.
They have telegraphs.
So someone would have had to like telegraph down to the valley to get the message off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or, you know.
Polar Express.
Kind of weird thing.
But
oh, of course.
Always.
Okay. You've got to root them all out.
Just want to confirm that. Kill them all. And
tell the new government.
Okay, so we know that there are spies in the government. Okay. Okay, then I want to study wherever this place is that can have a big...
Okay, so it's off outside the city. There is a... They call it the Sacred Grove, actually. Not really much of a grove. Really, what it is a...
Smelly old oak.
There's a small valley.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a... narrow... it's like a little fox candy thing.
Mm-hmm.
Dead end, the walls. And at the end, there's this little grove of trees.
Okay.
That look, you know, with an altar there.
So looking at sort of as a sort of military defensible kind of position, this would be a nightmare death trap, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Just thought that. Okay. I want to tripoder the area for anything that may already be planted, because they have, I'm sure, at least primitive demolition stuff in the hills, in the trees, in the area, to see if anything's pre-set up.
Okay.
And I'm going to record it all so that I can match against it at the actual event.
Okay. There are like, a few police. Local police. Guardian
police.
How about that? Correct. Okay. No, you don't really pick up any sports.
Okay. Then I want to do a brief check for just, you know, is it reasonably easy to, like, you know, collapse a section of the hill or a bunch of boulders come pouring down in the valley and crush everyone, kind of thing. The non-quarterable type things.
You have planetary science, geology.
Planetary survival. Physical science? No. I have no planetary science.
So just make a perception roll.
5.
It's pretty hard. You'd have to use like a lot of forces.
Okay.
I mean, it's not extremely hard. You
know? Okay, I talked to the police a little bit. They're just here to guard the place? Or?
Yeah. To make sure, you know, nobody comes in, stuff looks like a position or whatever.
Okay. So they're actually protecting the ground in advance.
Yeah.
That's good.
Not too many of them. Well, that's half a dozen of them.
Okay. I ask if they're going to be here the whole time, or other ships, or
they
like,
will they be
here?
Until, right. Until the ceremony.
But will these guys be here for the ceremony? Specifically, do they know their tour duty?
Specifically, we don't know.
They don't know if in 2 days they're assigned to here?
Yeah, it's supposed to be a secret.
Okay.
So, no reason. Well, for whatever reason.
I was figuring it's better if you know who's going to be there. That way, if they're replaced,
by someone who shouldn't be there, then you'd know. Okay, and I'm going to go have a work with the head of their, a little word with the head of their security. And I want to find out who's going to be there so that we can then check to make sure that those are the correct guards at the time of the actual ceremony.
All right. Chris.
Yes?
You're in your room. Listen to the radio.
There's no
tri-D. When you get a knock on the door.
And they live without the hole in the
corner. Knock, knock. And then the door is blown inwards.
Shit.
No. You get a knock on the door.
Things everywhere.
So you go and open the door?
Yes.
Okay. So there are like four.
I turned off the radio first.
Right. So there are like four stallions there. More sort of the, I don't know, older types. They're not. They're like commoners or something.
Sure.
And they're all pawing towards you.
You're gone.
They realize you're the true Romulan leader. They arrest you there.
Oh, great one. Yeah, you've come to save us from the evil Federation.
Thank you.
You know, we have brought gifts for you.
All right. What gifts? Double whammy.
This is where you take advantage of your funny looking ears. Pick whichever one of them looks most virile on me.
Bad.
I haven't done.
I know. Your character's going to Federation. Go away. Federation.
Now my most virile one is me. They worship you like a god.
Look, you had half of your race, so it doesn't matter.
Exactly. It's like a mule, you're sterile. Get away.
Okay. How very odd, I think.
So anyways, they want to, you know, they give you some, you know, fruits and some dead rats.
This is it. I want more.
You know, and you know, some more of these little wooden carving things.
You know, I'm with the Federation.
Oh,
not
of course.
Affiliated with the Romulan Star Empire, right?
Okay, wait. What do you say?
They said, I'm with the Federation. I'm not affiliated with the Romulan Star Empire.
Of course, of course. Whatever you say, we'll keep your secret between us.
Now you say, take me to your leader.
Are you in contact with Prometheus?
Prometheus.
Thank you.
Oh,
Prometheus.
Sorry, man.
Morpheus.
I said, we're sorry. We're only common people. We're not, you know, we're not too sure who you're talking about.
No, they're lions.
Are they lions?
Lion. So they look like they're lions.
Looking up to them.
The fact I'm a telepath now?
No.
Okay.
Not unless you're trying to read their mind, that'd be neat.
Not illegal. Yes, if you do it to a Federation citizen.
Oh, okay.
So they're not in the Federation. On the
Earth. Well, they need to just raise their mind.
Cool.
Five. Plus, is that charm subscale?
Perceptive.
You have
your spine, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. This seems to be common too. The problem, rebel.
Okay.
It's commerce.
It's commerce. Who? What the Romans guys are so far from being ready for Federation leadership, I think.
Well, they had a happy, peaceful world under Romulan leadership. Romulans left, and they've been in civil war for 8 years. Of course they want the Romulans back.
That
would.
Yep.
Well, the Romulans are in all ways superior to a Federation.
Yep.
Well, like, that's true.
Anybody who remembers, you know, the real Romulan rule is dead by now. So it's just a bunch of idealistic, you know.
What do you mean?
Back in the old days.
The real Romulan role.
Back in the old days, it was really cool.
Romulans are the Crystal Cathane.
So you invite them in?
Yes, actually, I am. I asked him to tell me
what's going on with the Federation.
I say,
No.
the rebel propaganda stuff says, you know, how the Federation is coming here. And how the Romulans we had a perfect society in the Romulan rule. And everybody was fed, everybody worked. And now we have, you know, abject poverty, and the Federation just stands back and doesn't help. And all the Federation wants to do is come in and take over our government, enslave us all, and take away all our ale.
Wait, all there.
But we know, the Romulans will not let us, will support us, you know. We'll support us if all the people rise up. But, you know. Yeah, we're not too sure. I mean, we're just humble citizens, folks, you know. We don't think.
Are we supposed to all meet back at the castle or whatever and discuss this?
I reassure the crazy people the Federation does not intervene in the planet. But you get their own house. Unfortunately, Pictures really bad at this. as in worse at it than I am. You know how often my character is better at this than me. She gives the Federation party lie.
She goes all official on the losing of the intricacies of galactic diplomacy.
she learned in the academy.
Galactic geopolitics.
Yeah. That must sound impressive to them.
Oh yeah.
Do you want me to roll something? Charm influence.
Maybe an oratory.
that a subsect of charm?
No, it's a subsection.
Okay.
Is it?
It's what?
Persuasion oratory? Okay. Yeah. Persuasion. It's a skill. Oratory is a sub-skill. Or a specialization. It's a presence skill.
Empathy?
What's presence have? Empathy and...
I got a plus empathy.
Willpower. I need to do something rash. I feel a curse when I'm slipping away. So, if you could, in one word, what are you trying to describe the Federation?
In one or two words.
Yeah, something like that. that's the general feeling you're gonna get. You've talked about it.
And
I want
democracy. Paradise.
No, I'm trying to think. The word benevolent is clearly the first word. Benevolent chaos is what comes to mind, but that's not true. How did my character see it? Benevolent confederation.
Okay. So you seem to impart that on them, yeah. And they nod sagely, saying, "Oh, who knows if they actually are." But
hey, Coop, we meeting back in your quarters.
Sure.
Okay.
So I get the three names.
So what did you find out?
Nothing. Not yet.
I'm not back yet.
Not back yet.
The only thing I ask him is how many of their people feel like they do.
I think we represent, you know, the majority of the common people. We're neither for nor against.
Okay.
But we know, under Romulans, we were not starting.
So something else has happened before we meet back in Coop's room?
Yep.
Oh, nice. Well, what
were their names? That's right, because
we've got a wedge shirt. Oh. I take that, Pinky, they say.
You don't pick on their names?
No, I don't.
Okay, you find out their names. You know. Oh, Oswald, what's your name? Probably.
You don't need to tell them. Maybe that means you don't want to.
Well, they just have four names.
Bobby, Henry, and Chuck.
Yeah. Okay, Donald, as you're heading back, you reach the palace. And there seems to be some kind of demonstration going on outside.
Okay.
Yeah, down with Federation, that kind of stuff.
Just walk right through.
Like, you know, 50, 70 people. So it's, you know, marching up the hill and chanting, you know, bring back Robin. Oh, actually, oops, wrong guy.
bring back the Orcians.
No foreign influence. Selling is for sellers only.
But these are the other guys, right?
Yeah.
I don't know
the other. Yeah, I don't know. So, you know, they're yelling, that kind of stuff. As you, you know, get reasonably close to them. They haven't noticed you yet.
Yeah. That's fine by me.
Sneak away.
Sneak away.
Okay.
Okay.
So, we all need to place here. Well, man. After a while, you hear some screaming and stuff from the fire, but
you know. Alright.
Whatever.
You sound burning flesh.
You've been shot.
Burning flesh.
So do I hear the gunfire?
Yeah, I think. Well, make a perception roll. You want to hear inside the room. So, you want to hear it?
Definitely, I have 20 ears.
It's true. Always helps your perception.
Sugar foot.
Now, what's a perception roll again?
Your end.
Thank you.
It adds perception to the results.
Okay. So that's a 5.
Okay. Yeah, you don't really hear anything.
Okay.
I mean, it's sort of background noise. Not really.
Should we listen to the radio?
Yeah. Woo.
Uh oh.
So as you're in the market,
what are you doing? No lectures.
On the way red.
On the way red. Doesn't matter.
Oh. Okay. So a merchant.
You do a hex
about? Well, someone comes up to you. Say, yeah. You know, find, you know, off world like you must have, you know, many, many contacts, and I'm sure. You know, so a little profit opportunity, like, you know, this fine Sicilian ale that I have, you know, at a bargain basement price, would interest one of such worldly knowledge as you.
Oh. How much?
You know, the price is pretty low.
I mean, no, how much ale?
Oh, how much ale? 4 cases.
Thank
you
for that.
By yourself? Not in one thing.
So the answer.
Big up, friends.
As an alcoholic. Yeah, you can drink it all. Sure. Yeah, I know I can drink it all. I don't know how big it's paper, but.
So this is all going on to the web, right?
Like, 12 hours a case.
That's good, too.
Of course, perhaps, you know, a small yeah. Sample. That way you can see how fine it is. And
oh, yeah.
If you need to buy more, you can always come here and...
I'll have my contacts ready, too.
Oh, of course. And just
contact.
Look for... You know, just look for Raptiki.
Okay.
And I can always provide you more. So, you know, you give them some of your money.
All right. Kids, party tonight.
Party at Coombs.
Eight. Okay.
Two guys, two girls. Case of wine.
The opportunity.
Take
a
part. Two pretty girls.
Both the girls are telepathic.
What?
Yeah. The problem is. The problem is you're thinking things like pretend to act interested. Pretend to act interested.
No, not. I'm thinking. Wonder what that shirt would look like on the floor next to the bed.
Eric, so you're heading back to the palace.
Mm-hmm. Strip hooker's over quick. And you're only one piece.
Oops, I lost it. Oh, damn.
Make an intellect plus logic.
Well, feeling how the tunics come off.
Strip away.
I was going to roll another die, but it's 12. Or whatever.
Okay. Their palace, the thing that makes white, I think, right?
Yeah.
I maxed out my random logic roll.
True. You're walking along.
I was a born wolf.
And. You pass through a strangely, well, not strangely, because there's not that many people in the first place, relatively, an empty street.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly, you're like, four guys know.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, one girl.
Big, I think.
This would be a bad time to say that I didn't want to be in a uniform, right?